Time now, 8:30 on this Friday morning from FM 95.7, KQWC Webster City. Welcome to the Friday edition of our Community Corner. This is a man I like to talk to from time to time about what's happening on the economic side of things. I'm speaking with Audie Maxey, who's with the Ames Regional Economic Alliance. And Audie, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Had a great time last night with you at the Wildcat Distillery downtown, because we had a wonderful program with Ann Vogelbacher, who was with Iowa State University at one time. She did some county economic development work, but it was all about this survey about Webster City. It's part of this First Impressions program.
Wasn't there just so many positives that came from that report? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think, Pat, sometimes like all of us that just want to get better and want to keep improving and working on those pain points, it's really important to have an opportunity to hear about all of the positive impressions that people have of Webster City.
Yes, indeed. These people came from out of town, see what we have to offer here in Webster City. Of course, one thing we're excited about, Audie, has been the work going on with that Elks building downtown, Webster City Lyft involved, WC Lyft, and the Webster City Community Theater. Also, we're seeing the Webster City Webster Theater coming back. It's been open since May. So, yes, we have a lot of great things going on.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And you know, to your point, and I hope it's not lost on anybody, that those projects are largely driven by folks in the community. There's certainly in some cases some public partnerships, but just the emphasis, I can't overstate how important it is that the folks that are driving those amazing projects are volunteers in the community and just want greater good for Webster City and the region. And keep in mind, all of those things aren't just going to be enjoyed by the folks that call Webster City home. Those are regional projects that truly make a difference and really fit with the approach of the Ames Alliance and the Hamilton County Growth Partnership, that we really want to serve in the region, and what's good for the region is good for our individual communities.
Absolutely. So it was a great meeting last evening, and I know there'll be more information to come when the final report is released sometime after the new year, I'm guessing at this point, from what Ann told me last night.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I'll forgive you. Anyway, I was saying that the final report should be coming up sometime after the start of the new year in 2026 from Ann Vogelbacher. Great job.
Yeah, absolutely. We really look forward to it, and it's about... Pat, it's about partnerships.
Yes.
And my goodness, we've got this group coming in from, you know, Travel Iowa and
right.
Iowa State, and working with those folks in the community. And how about that room last night? That was filled with people that have been for some fairly recently in leadership roles in the community, but there were just folks that have been leaders and working hard on behalf of Webster City for
right.
literally decades. It was cool.
It sure was last night. And I came into the Wildcat around about 3:45, and I thought, oh boy, we'll have a big crowd for that. But nevertheless, there, Audie, we had great turnout yesterday afternoon.
The room was full.
Mm-hmm.
And just like I said, it's just, you know, I don't pretend to say that I've been around Webster City for a long time. My introduction mm-hmm. and my work there has been relatively short
sure.
compared to folks like you and people in that room. But what a who's who. It was a great turnout. The room was full, and what great information and positives to build on.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's talk, Audie, about what's been happening with Ames Regional Economic Alliance in Hamilton County. What do you have for us this morning?
Well, you know, we stay busy, and we are working on a lot of fronts. I'll touch on a few.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that we aspire to is to expose the community to folks that in entities and institutions that are so critical to economic development. To that end, last August we hosted for the first time a State of Education event where administrators from Webster City and South Hamilton came into a really full room. There were about 40 people in attendance, and heard about the state of education and had an opportunity to ask our leaders questions. And that is a great opportunity for folks to really have touch points with institutions that matter so much for a variety of reasons. So that was a great event. We also recently hosted our first
And what else is coming down the road? I heard you mention that there'll be a special event involving the Ames Regional Economic Alliance here in Hamilton County, and that is scheduled for Thursday, December the 11th.
We're so excited about that. Director of the Iowa Economic Development and Finance Authority, Debbie Durham, who has been in that role, was appointed by Governor Branstad, has been in that role for 16 years. And prior to that, her career was in economic development in the state of Iowa. And there is not a stronger champion for the betterment of Iowa on the economic development front than Director Durham. She is a force. Her message and her experience and her knowledge is going to be so beneficial to folks in the room. And it's truly an honor to have her join us. And this event is open to the public. There is a registration that's required. I know our friends at the Freeman Journal will do what they always do and help us promote this. The cost of attendance is $15, and quite frankly, it's not to make any money. It's to cover the cost of the meal. And so her presentation will be fantastic. We will talk about the work of the Hamilton County Growth Partnership and the Alliance in the region as we round out the year, feature our elements of our strategic plan going forward, and also remind people we've got a very robust website and we're developing our social media presence, and that should be ready to launch as well. So we want people using that website, following our social media accounts when those are up and running. And so we're excited. We want a full room for that. I won't say my goal yet, but I know that we can get a lot of folks there, and it's all about bringing people together,
right?
And understanding what the work is about, and that we're here to serve, and we want them to reach out to us.
So, Audie, how do they get tickets for this?
On the Hamilton County Growth Partnership website, the Ames Regional Economic Alliance website, there's a calendar with registration information. Like I said, as we approach the event, we'll be pushing out the registration link. It's quite easy, and I'll tell you what, if anybody wants to shoot me an email at Audie@AmesAlliance.com, I will, or give me a call. They can, and all my contact information is on our website.
Mm-hmm.
I will send them the link one person at a time. I love it. I want to hear from everybody.
All right. So go to Audie@AmesAlliance, OTTIE, Audie@AmesAlliance.com for that. Send your email and get a request to attend this big conference coming up on December the 11th. That'll be held at the Briggswoods Conference Center on the south edge of Webster City. So hopefully we get a lot of people to that.
Yeah, flood my inbox.
We'll
do
that.
I look forward to it.
There you go.
Thanks.
Yeah. Anything else you have for us today? Any big projects down the road here in Hamilton County there, Audie?
Well, sure. We're I'll feature another community in our region. Ellsworth is doing such great work. They're working with a team from Iowa State to develop their first ever comprehensive plan. It's a very important document for a city. It sets the direction for future growth and improvement. Mm-hmm. So we've been really engaged with them. They had a community meeting this week on Monday that 40 people in that little town of right around 500 showed up to give their input onto the future of the community. That's really exciting. We secured some external dollars to address housing in Webster City with two awards of workforce housing tax credits for developers exceeding $1 million. That's super exciting. And, you know, we are just reaching the tail end of the finish line for getting that industrial park to a site certification status. It's going to be the largest one coming online in the state of Iowa in 2025. And so we're teeing it up so that we can really market the region to outside companies. And I wrapped up my business and industry visits for our large employers, or I have one left actually. And that's just so great. We have legacy companies in the region that are great employers. I was just at Best Veterinary Solutions in Ellsworth yesterday, had a great meeting, strong employer. So there's so many positive things in our region that make it a great place to live. Not to mention all that stuff we heard about last night, Pat.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm still kind of glowing about that, but yeah.
A great meeting. So again, many thanks to Ann Vogelbacher coming in from Iowa State University. She lives here in Webster City, but again, a great meeting last night. So again, get your reservations in for the conference of the Hamilton County. That is the Hamilton County Division for the Ames Regional Economic Alliance. Am I right on that there, Audie, on December the 11th?
The Hamilton County Growth Partnership.
Hamilton County Growth Partnership.
Our first ever annual meeting, and we're excited.
First meeting for the Hamilton County Growth Partnership that's coming up on Thursday, December the 11th. At what time there, Audie?
11 o'clock. Folks come in and they can get their signed in and enjoy another fantastic meal that our folks at Briggs Woods put together. We're so fortunate to have them.
For sure.
And visit with friends, and we'll kick the program off at about 11:30.
Very good. So just contact. Find out more information on the Ames Regional Economic Alliance website for this wonderful meeting coming up on December the 11th. Almost said October, but December 11th for that.
Yeah.
Anything else for the good of the cause there, Mr. Maxey?
Well, I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
We just continue to be excited about the work. I want to congratulate all of the newly elected officials throughout our region. That work they're doing is so critically important. And to all who ran, it's just an expression of gratitude for stepping up and being willing to serve the great county of Hamilton County.
It sure is.
Congratulations and thanks to all who ran for office.
Very good. Congratulations to all them. Audie, we've covered a lot in the last 16 or so minutes. But again, we hope you have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk again soon on this.
I look forward to it. Have a great weekend.
You
Pat.
Too. Thanks, Audie. Have a good weekend. You take care now. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Audie Maxey from the Ames Regional Economic Alliance on KQWC. Good visit with him. And again, if you want more information about the big conference coming up for the Hamilton County development or economic development, just contact Audie Maxey at the Ames Regional Economic Alliance website, audie@amesalliance.org. Audie, OTTIE, @amesalliance.org.